This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Today on the God Pod, Meatloaf saying he would do anything for love, but not that. What would you do for love, but not that?
Just anything that I don't want to do in general.
Yeah.
Like watch the show Friends. Not doing that for love. This is a Seinfeld Frasier house only. The only thing that it does is that it bursts sometimes. And that's what its purpose is. When I need to emergency smite someone...
Oh.
Press that button.
Oh, wow.
Appendix smite.
Yeah, it's like a panic button.
Yeah, exactly. Why is democracy going downhill, Jesus? Is it the internet's fault?
People are evidently more gullible than we ever could have predicted. Pineapple on pizza is another reason why everything's gone downhill.
If that's why, I will change my position on pineapple on pizza.
Yes!
Welcome to the God Pod. I'm your host of hosts, the good lord with the most, the one and only Almighty God. I'm here today with my pal, Jesus. What's up, Jesus?
I carried the cross for this. How's that tagline?
Nice. Oh, you know what I like for you?
Hmm?
Anyone need some wine?
Okay. Anyone need some wine?
Got wine? Want me to freshen up your drink?
Need a top off? Yeah.
Yeah, need a top off.
Need a top one, off from this top?
That one sounds vaguely sexual.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's up, Jesus? It's just me and you today.
Yeah, yeah, just the peanut butter and jelly episode. I like these episodes. A little more intimate, just me and my dad, sort of dad, just shooting the shit.
Why do they say shooting the shit?
I don't know. How did shooting the shit originate?
Yeah.
Shoot the shit emerges in the 1940s.
Yeah. Were people shooting a lot of turds?
I guess so, for fun. I think it's a playoff of shooting the breeze.
Mm-hmm.
It originated there, and then somebody was like, breeze? How about shit?
Yeah.
It's alliteration, too. Shoot the shit.
The God Pod is the best and most important podcast in the universe. Make sure to follow us on your favorite podcasting app and listen to every episode. The power of Christ compels you.
Heck yeah. If you want more wine, you gotta listen to every episode.
And tell your friends about us, damn it. And thou shalt give us 5 stars and write us a review. Why? Because we'll read your review on air. Right, Jesus?
Yes, this review comes from somebody named Turd Noodle. Mm. I can't say I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But this is an interesting review. It starts with, it's a 5-star review. It says, claiming to be God, that's sacrilege.
All caps.
And then it says,
10 exclamation points.
Yeah. And then it says, I fudgin' love it.
Fuggin'. That's pronounced fuggin', not fudge.
F-U-G-G-I-N. I fuggin' love it. Smiley emoji. Excellent podcast. Keep up the great work. God and co. And then like the what is that?
Devil horns.
Is that? Okay. It's like rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Turd Noodle. I question that name. It's a bit of a gross visual, but hey, it's a 5-star review. Can't complain. You get wine.
Yeah, thanks for that review.
We got to shout out anybody who uses Spotify. Be sure to review us there because they just added their review system. So please review us on Spotify.
Give us 5 stars on Spotify. Exactly.
Yes, thank you.
It really helps us with the algorithms.
Yeah. And people see that and they're like, oh, this is a great podcast. I got to listen myself.
Smash those star likes. We're on currently Spotify podcasts.
Yeah. We're currently at 4.9 on Spotify. That's pretty good.
Holy shit. I haven't checked.
Yeah.
Are there people writing actual reviews there too?
No, they can only leave a star rating, unfortunately.
Oh, good. I mean, on some, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. It could get bad.
Anyway, 4.9, that's good. That's more believable than a perfect 5, right, Jesus?
Yeah, exactly. 5's like, okay, that's bots reviewing it.
It's like, yeah, how many people reviewed? 3, okay. 4.9, I was like, does it say how many?
Yes, 32.
32, not bad for it just starting.
Yeah.
Thank you, all 32 people who show up for the GodPod parties. Our loyalest of loyal angels. Thank you so much. It's time for Ask God. Ask God, just in case you didn't know. These are questions that we're going to answer from humans. You might be wondering, how do I ask everyone there on the pod a question? And the way to do that is by becoming a patron at patreon.com/thegodpod. Right, Jesus?
Heck yeah.
Yeah, you can ask questions that way. Everyone else, fat chance. But we answer questions from Dr. V every episode because he asks a lot of questions. Thanks, Dr. V.
Yeah. And obviously, other patrons, please submit questions yourselves. We'll be happy to answer them. Dr. V says, at God, favorite and least favorite pizza toppings. Ooh, that's a good one.
Wow. I'm going to have to go favorite is pepperoni. I'm pretty basic, you know, when it comes to that. I also like a little bit of lamb.
Meat,
sacrificial lamb.
Oh, of course.
You know, on there. I like to get like 4 or 5 different types of animal on my pizza.
Ah, a meat lover's pizza.
I'm a real meat lover, historically. I mean, have you ever heard of me eating anything other than sacrificial lamb?
No. No.
And while I gave Moses manna in the desert, he never said anywhere that I ate the motherfucker.
I challenge listeners to call up their favorite pizza places and ask if they can get pizza with sacrificial lamb on it and see what they say.
Yeah, good luck. You can't get it anymore. That's part of the problem. No one knows how to do the seasonings just right. What about you, Jesus?
I'm sorry to repeat what you're saying, but I'm exactly the same. Pepperoni. But I don't like any other meats on it. I just want a simple pepperoni pizza.
Yeah? What about cheese pizza?
Well, I like cheese, but that's not enough.
What about pineapple and ham? Ham and pineapple. Hawaiian?
Nope.
No? Oh, you're anti-Hawaiian.
I'm anti-pineapple on pizza. There's been a big debate online. Is pepperoni...
Obviously, not the first time we've discussed it. I am all for it.
Okay.
I don't understand the problem. You can put whatever you want.
Pineapple
onto
and
carbs
cheese.
Carbs with tomato sauce and cheese.
Yeah, okay. What's your least favorite topping then?
Mushrooms?
Yeah. Tasteless.
I mean, the quality of the mushrooms you get on a pizza, not the best. I mean, maybe if you did like some portobello baby mushrooms.
Okay.
Yeah, that's some good portobello mushrooms. That's high end. Onions, not a fan.
Yeah, neither am I.
Anchovies gets a bad rap, too. And deservedly so. It's not very good. Not one of my tastier urchins.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there you go. Those are answers.
You know what I like from time to time? A taco pizza.
Ooh,
so
they
throw some chicken or taco meat on it, some lettuce, tomato, some nachos, some chips.
It gets a little close to being salad pizza, though.
Yeah.
When how much lettuce are we throwing on this taco pizza, really?
Right, right. Sometimes
you know what's good is that get some sour cream on there, and you're like, I don't know what I'm eating. Am I eating? And it's like not even tomato sauce, it's taco sauce. You're like, I don't is this... Is this, am I eating a pizza? Am I eating a taco? I don't know and I don't care.
You're eating heaven. It's fantastic.
Heaven. Delicious. Do you know why free trials renew without your consent? It's a business scam out to get you. Don't let greedy corporations pocket your money. Download Truebill to take control of your subscriptions. Truebill is the new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you don't need, want, or simply forgot about. On average, people save up to $720 a year with Truebill. Because companies make subscriptions hard to cancel, Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Just link your accounts, and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap. And your Truebill concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions, so you don't have to. I love Truebill. They've saved me over $200. I use Truebill, and you should too. Don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/GodPod. Go right now. Truebill.com/GodPod. It could save you thousands a year. This episode is brought to you by Podbean. Podbean is an easy and powerful way to start podcasting. They give you all the tools you need for a successful podcast, such as unlimited podcast hosting, podcast distribution, monetization options for podcasts of any size, and live stream podcasting capabilities. Sign up today at podbean.com/god and get 30 days free. That's podbean.com/god.
Well, speaking of food. Yeah. Dr. V also said, at God, Meatloaf sang he would do anything for love, but not that. What would you do for love, but not that?
Wow. That's a tough question. I mean, there's a lot of things that I would not do for love.
Oh, you know? Not just one thing, like Meatloaf?
No, like wear a butt plug, not doing that. become a furry, no. Hurt someone, no. Mm-hmm. Let Jesus go down to earth to be crucified again, not doing that. Doing those things.
Thank you,
no.
Thank you.
Lots of things. There's so many things, you know, that I could add onto that list. Just anything that I don't want to do in general, you know. Like, watch the show Friends. Not doing that for love.
Really?
No. Sorry, Jesus. It's never happening.
Not when you're going to sleep at night? Just, you know.
We're not watching that. We're not watching Mad About You.
Okay.
This is a Seinfeld Frasier house only.
I built the Seinfeld Lego set over our holiday break.
Wait, that exists?
Yeah. Came out in the past year. It's official.
What?
Yeah, I'll send you pics later.
No, but I'm already looking it up.
I've always been fascinated by this song and how Meatloaf says there's one specific thing he won't do for love, but he never says what it is.
Do anything for. I think you can Google it. They tell you.
Oh, really? Oh,
sure. What I think for him it was butt stuff.
Yeah, I was gonna say fisting.
Oh, that's good lord! All right, let's move on.
Hey, you said butt stuff.
But that's oddly specific.
Dr. V also said, what's the deal with humans having an appendix?
Okay.
That's a good question.
The deal with humans having an appendix is you might think it has no use. It has no use, right? What's it doing there? It's just sitting there. The only thing that it does is that it bursts sometimes, causing someone immense pain and having to go to the hospital. And that's what its purpose is. When I need to emergency smite someone, press that button.
Oh, wow.
Appendix smite.
Yeah, it's like a panic button, sort of.
Yeah, exactly. And if I've already done it to you, I don't have that option anymore. Like, Psyche was like, I don't have an appendix. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, I said you're in the clear. but, you know, I'll have to figure something else out. But it might take me more time because I'm pretty slow.
That makes a lot of sense. You have this direct line to people when you need that quick smite and you're not feeling creative that day.
What do the humans think? They're like, we used to have wings.
Yeah, I think there's a whole backstory that they believe. But your theory makes a lot more sense.
This could be part of Conspiracy Corner.
Oh, yeah.
I miss the conspiracies. Jesus.
Apparently it was designed to protect good bacteria in the gut.
Oh. So, there you go.
Okay, so James says, God, how is Betty White doing in heaven? Have you had your Golden Girls reunion yet?
Yeah, she's doing great, adjusting well. I believe someone else pointed out, though, that all the Golden Girls did not get along.
Oh, yeah. Offset. There's some Golden drama.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Like that Bay Arthur probably, St. Peter says that Bay Arthur probably would have clawed Betty's eyes out. She really disliked Betty.
Oh.
And my question is, how do you dislike Betty?
What did she do to you?
Yeah.
Maybe she was, maybe Bay was jealous of Betty's popularity.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. We'll have to buy the book, Jesus. Let's move on to talk about the shows we've been watching.
Yeah.
It's time for TV Talk with God and Jesus. Yeah, I caught up to, I'm up to date on Righteous Gemstones. Good stuff. Good.
Yeah. I thought episode 2 was really good. And then episode 3 was like,
I have not seen the latest one.
Okay. So you're not up to date. You liar.
Oh, I'm pretty up to date. Damn.
You were up to date when you made these show plans.
I guess. Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's right. That's exactly right. I was up to date.
Yeah.
And then a new one came out, and now I'm not.
Yeah.
Damn it. But
it's a great show, though. I'm glad you got me into
it's
it.
It's good. It's really taking it there this season.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Going after the televangelists. Good job, Righteous Gemstones. I also watched Abbott Elementary, which was, it's like a new, like, it's like The Office or Parks and Rec, but it's in a elementary school in Philadelphia. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. And then I also watched Don't Look Up, and I had a huge debate with Psyche and Satan over the quality of this film.
Yeah, that was fire. But I don't know if you ever answered, like, what you thought of it.
I totally did, just nobody listens to me, okay? They only listen to the people that are like, I love it, I hate it. I'm like, I was saying it was good, but it could have, you know, you could lose an hour. Movies don't have to go 2.5 hours. You can make them 1.5 hours. That's plenty of time.
Yeah.
Plenty of time to tell whatever you want. You can show it. So I thought that was indulgent. Mm-hmm. And that... But then some of the reasons that Psyche didn't like it were pretty funny.
Like, I'm so glad she agreed with me.
But were you also mad at the... Here we go, folks.
Debate part 3.
Were you also mad that Leonardo DiCaprio cheated on his wife?
No. We actually had different reasons.
Mad at Leo?
Yeah.
Personally?
No.
For what his character did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Divisive
film.
Yeah, it really was.
Stirred up a lot of emotion.
Hey, that's good. It's good to disagree.
Good art does that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel that it... Why didn't you like it, Jesus?
I didn't like it because I was just expecting something different. When you look at this...
What were you expecting?
When you look at this, I was thinking it was going to be a much more serious film. And a lot funnier, too.
Serious.
And yes, it...
Serious?
Yeah, and yes...
Like, it, because of that cast...
I was just expecting it to be a more standard comedy, and when you go in with certain expectations sometimes, you can't help but feel a little let down. Was it good? Yes, I liked Satan's points that he made, but it's not a movie I would rewatch, and also it's a little uncomfortable.
You expected it to be more serious.
Yeah, and it's like, when I'm...
And then it was way too silly.
And it reminds you of reality and what's going on in the real world.
And that was depressing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So what you're saying is this... poignant satire hit too close to home.
Yeah. And it
almost
wasn't
like a meteor smashing into the planet.
Yeah.
Hit too close.
Look. I was on, when I watched this, I was also on a plane. So I'm trying to watch something that's going to make me chuckle and relax. And
is that what people watch on planes?
Well, I mean, it was for me.
Jungle Cruise and like the latest Marvel movie.
Yeah. That's what I should have watched. Some lighter things.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little too heavy for a movie you're watching on a plane if you're a nervous flyer.
Yeah, for sure. Bad plane choice. That's your fault. That's a you problem.
But again, I didn't know what I was watching, what I was getting myself into. So,
for sure.
Anyway, listeners, watch it yourselves and make a decision for us.
It's the most divisive film since The Passion of the Christ.
Yeah. For real.
You know what? The only way to solve this, Jesus, is I gotta launch a real meteor at the Earth and see how they respond.
Yes.
And see, we had to see how accurate that movie was. Let's see what happens.
It's a great idea.
That okay. I'm going to get to work on this.
Add it to the list.
Yeah.
All right. Mm. So speaking of Netflix, there's another movie on Netflix that's getting a lot of award season buzz called The Power of the Dog. Have you heard about this?
Let me ask you this. Is it about a dog?
No.
Liars!
Again, I went in with different expectations.
Because the power of the dog is sniffing your balls.
Oh my God.
One of its many powers.
Actually, it's a reference to a Bible verse, The Power of the Dog.
Oh boy.
Yeah. And
okay, now you caught me.
It's a prayer spoken by me, actually. So,
what is the Bible verse? Now you got me wondering.
Psalm 22. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. So look, this movie...
What is the power of the dog? Jeez.
Well, so you gotta watch the movie to find out. I can't say.
Screw that. I'm asking Google. Here's a question. What is meant by the power of the dog? It is Phil's ability to prey on others' inadequacies and insecurities, thus making them question their value and feel like worms. That is the dog's power from the power of the dog.
That is exactly right. And that ties in perfectly to what occurs in this movie. And I don't really want to say much more because it would be spoiling it, but I recommend going into this movie cold.
That makes a dog sound like a jerk. That's not what dogs are known for. Funk that. I don't like this movie. I don't like that at all. So basically, the power of the dog is negging. Ability to prey on others' inadequacies and insecurities, thus making them question their value. Yes, that's negging. That's the power of the dog? No, it's not. The power of the dog is loving you and being awesome.
Yes.
Damn it. Dogs are awesome, damn it.
This movie goes in unexpected ways. It was a good movie. Pretty simple, straightforward premise, which I can appreciate. I hate when movies get overly complicated.
I haven't seen it, but I have strong feelings.
I know. You need to watch it.
About the title and the premise.
It's getting a lot of award season buzz. And if you like Westerns, you might like this too. You know, me having spent so much time in the desert.
I like it, my Westerns, when they're robots.
Oh. Like what?
And in a world that's a theme park.
Oh, Westworld. Okay. Got it. I do not like that show.
Really?
Yeah, because this is going to be so stupid. I think of like a traditional theme park when I think of theme parks, right? That's not what you get with Westworld, so I hate it. I want Westworld to be set at like a Disneyland.
Are you serious?
Yes. I don't like Westworld.
You can't imagine. It's a simulation. It's a high-end adult experience, Jesus.
Yeah, and I'm a child, as you can tell.
You are a grown-up child. Okay, fair enough. Jesus is like, can you do the same Western experience, but make it more Disney, like less murder?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe a little less murder in my Funtime family experience.
Add some mascots. Add some fun.
Yeah, kind of like what we have going on in Heavenland. Up here in heaven.
Right. Exactly.
Right. Very cutesy. Very family friendly.
And that was because I helped design it.
True, true. And I do let you run it.
Mm-hmm.
So you do a good job down there. Thank you. In Heavenland.
Thank you.
Which reminds me, when are you going to fix the sky chairs?
You know, we're working on it. We've ran into some supply chain issues, like so many down on Earth.
Oh, you're going to blame the supply chain? Yeah, are you going to blame COVID?
Yep.
Jesus is like, thank you for calling heaven. We can't get to your prayer right now because of lingering delays due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Thank you for your patience. You're on hold for like 75 years.
Yeah. Estimated wait time, 75 years. But we'll call you. We can call you when we're ready to take your call.
And that's what we do. Okay. It's time for this versus that. Well, we're back to doing one-hit wonders.
All right.
I got some complaints. You know, God gave up on the one-hit wonder battle too quick. There's so many more. And you know what? Yeah, we have to take note of which ones won, and then we could do playoffs.
Oh, you know? Fun. Yeah, do a whole bracket.
Right, because we've been picking winners, and we're not even, like, keeping track of who friggin' won.
No, let's start bolding the winners so we remember.
So now, yeah, now we exactly. the simplest things. But I'm sure we could go back and figure out which one's one.
Yeah.
Just by remembering.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this week it's The Boys Are Back in Town by Thin Lizzy versus American Pie by Don McLean.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do you know, are you aware of these songs?
Of course, yeah. So
classics. Yeah.
So when I take on this debate, I'm always trying to think about, well, which song, it's not necessarily better, but which one is more annoying? And then that's the loser for me. And to me, American Pie is the more annoying song. So I got to go with The Boys Are Back in Town.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting metric. Which part of, why is it annoying?
Just
because it just repeats the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, bye-bye.
So does The Boys Are Back in Town. 99% of the lyrics are The Boys Are Back in Town.
I'd have to listen again to check that. But
So you're going to go with The Boys Are Back in Town as the better song?
Yes.
I'm going to go with American Pie as the better song, and here's why. I think it's less repetitive. And I think it's more iconic, and it's got a lot to say. And furthermore, Jesus, we get like a lot of shout-outs in this song.
Yeah, I'm seeing that.
I saw Satan laughing with delight. Hello, Satan's in the song. I'm sure Satan loves that.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, it's like the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Well, they caught the last train for the coast.
Mm.
And that's us, the Trinity, Jesus.
Oh, true, true.
Although I do, you know, why do you assume our gender, Don McLean? The Holy Spirit is not a man. Yeah, I'm going to have to go with that. I'm going to have to disagree. Sometimes we don't have a winner, folks. Sometimes we're just a 1-1 tie.
Just a draw, yeah.
I mean, how do we break this tie?
Leave it up to the patrons.
Maybe I could text Moses.
Yeah, so I'm like comparing the lyrics now. And there is just so much more in American Pie. And you're right. Boys Are Back in Town is pretty repetitive. But I just think it's a better...
The boys just got back in town today.
I'm also a rock...
And they want to get drunk and blah, blah, blah. I mean, one is about just getting wasted and partying. And the other one is about getting wasted, but there's no gas at the levee because it ran dry.
And that's no
fun.
So
they're both basically about getting wasted in the 70s.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think we'll try to figure that out.
The Boys Are Back in Town is a better rocker too. And of course you can use it in so many situations, right? Like when you're visiting a place you love and it's been forever, you're back in town, the boys are back in town, it's time to fuck shit up.
Yeah, maybe they both just move on to the playoffs because they're both so good. We got a tie.
Bold them both.
We got an official tie. Okay, let's move on to the me damn news and discuss some stuff that's going on, Jesus.
Yeah, so we'll start with the lighter side of the you damn news. Capitol rioters called Nancy Pelosi's office looking for a lost and found for items that they left behind on January 6th, according to Representative Jamie Raskin.
This is not the first time I've heard this. I heard this like at the time.
Wow. About that time I broke into the Capitol, I think I left my phone behind. Can you look for that?
with all my data?
Yeah.
And I think I left behind my wallet.
Yeah, and they both have my fingerprints on them and some texts from Don Jr. So can I have those back?
Not the brightest people, really. Mm-hmm. They're not sending, yeah. Wow. Dumb.
Here's some entertainment news. Both of these stories concern Leonardo DiCaprio.
I saw this, so I wanted to talk about this because I'm dumb and I like celebrity news.
Leo made his girlfriend watch Star Wars while he played with his lightsaber. And I think also didn't he rent out a private theater? Yeah, he rented out a whole cinema.
Leonardo DiCaprio's ex-girlfriend, Camilla Morone, details the worst date of my life with the actor. He rented out a whole cinema and made me watch every single Star Wars movie while he ran around with his lightsaber pretending to fight bad guys.
This is what happens when a celebrity
has... This is what he
has...
does with his, like, young supermodel girlfriends.
Yeah. This is what happens when you have too much money and too much fame.
My only question is this. The prequels? Really?
It sounds like it. Every single Star Wars movie.
Every single. She said every single. So does that, like, no. No, that can't be. That would be too long. That would be, like, you know... You're talking like 20 hours.
And did Leo ask if his girlfriend wanted to do this?
Yeah, he's just like, she's like, I haven't seen them. He's like, you have to.
Yeah, like when you're getting to know somebody and you're in that lovey-dovey phase, maybe you're like, okay, yeah, Leo, I'll agree to this. And maybe she didn't realize at the time that there was like 8 or 9.
I don't think, so, first of all, like, there's no way that they watched all of them. I think what she means is like the original three.
Yeah.
And so that's like 6 hours. And if he's running around with a lightsaber pretending to fight bad guys, that's just weird. You're just ruining the, like, how is she supposed to focus on the movie, bro?
Right. So, God, you're a big Star Wars fan. If you were going on a date...
That was a good time. That was a good time, long time ago, when they used to... Yeah, when that happened.
Yeah.
In another galaxy.
Yeah.
That was before the dinosaurs.
Well, no. So, I wanted to ask you, would you sit in a theater all day with a woman and make them watch all, let's say,
I would
three?
Not make someone watch... No.
Would you invite them to do this with you?
One? Maybe one?
Yeah. That's a good idea. Don't make somebody watch multiple movies.
Every single. Yeah. And then just running around with a lightsaber. That's just... No. Party foul.
Yeah.
Okay. Breaking news. We have a vote in from Moses.
Uh-oh.
For me, because he says definitely boys are back in town.
Yes! Yes!
American Pie lasts 47 minutes, which is 47 minutes too long. We get it. They died in a plane crash. Get over it.
I really like your Moses impression, and I like what he has to say.
I really like that. Thank you, Moses. Moses... Moses, well done.
That was a quick response, too. Good for him. All right, so some other Leo news. He made Jonah Hill watch The Mandalorian, and Jonah Hill absolutely hated it.
First of all, I read the article. It's not that he hated it. Like, he doesn't hate Baby Yoda. He thinks Baby Yoda is cool as shit, okay?
Uh-huh.
He just has never watched anything else with Star Wars, so he had absolutely no, like, context for what the hell was going on.
Yeah, his quote was, and it was
you
like...
You had to start in The Mandalorian.
His quote was, and it was like, Baby Yoda was so cute, but I just didn't give a fuck because I didn't know anything that it was about. And that's fair. Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Right. So, and then there was an article just like, Jonah Hill on one side. And, like, Baby Yoda on the other side is like, Jonah Hill doesn't like The Mandalorian. And it's just, like, was pitting them against each other. As they made it seem like Jonah Hill hates Baby Yoda. Exactly what you assume.
Big feud, yeah.
You're like, oh, you don't like Mandalorian. That means you hate a cute baby alien.
Yeah.
And you are a monster.
So the lesson with these stories is if you don't like Star Wars at all, do not associate with Leonardo DiCaprio because he's going to ask you to do things
you
won't want to do.
Big Star Wars stan. Exactly.
Huge. Huge. Who knew?
Who knew? I mean, maybe he wants to be in Star Wars. This is how he's letting them know.
Yeah.
But I think that would be bad. For the Star Wars universe, if Leonardo suddenly shows up, that would be bad. That would be bad, right?
Yeah, that's not... Nobody needs that.
No.
Okay, so what is this next section? A Cobb report? ACAB report? What is this?
Yeah, you'll just have to figure that out later, Jesus. You can Google it. So here's the story. There was a black man arrested on a warrant for a 49-year-old white man with a bushy white beard and blue eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So I got this on the Not the Onion section of Reddit. This was a big one. So there was this guy, he was a black guy, was arrested on a warrant for a guy with the same name.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because his name is Shane Brown. And then there was another guy with that name who is a 49-year-old white dude with a bushy beard like me. Right? And they arrested the black guy anyway. They didn't even check the basic details.
Wow.
They arrested him. And I'm like, what did they think happened? Did they think, like, you know, he's changed?
Yeah.
So horrible. This guy was in there for 6 days, but he's now going to sue the Las Vegas entire system for like $500,000.
We
hope that he wins. Good luck, Shane.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's nonsense.
So then meanwhile, a state next door, Los Angeles police officers fired for ignoring robbery to catch a Snorlax in Pokemon Go.
Yeah, this was a big one.
This is unbelievable.
This went super, like,
yeah,
they've been fired.
Yeah. Right. So this actually,
and that's been upheld. They lost their jobs.
Yeah.
For that, you lose your jobs.
Yeah.
You know, for murdering someone, transfer them.
So this actually happened back in 2017, but the investigation only recently concluded, it sounds like. And you know what? I do have to confess, back when Pokemon Go was really hot, there was one day where I found out that a Snorlax was down the street. So I did head down the street to catch that Snorlax. Catching Snorlaxes were a big deal. But of course, police should not be prioritizing Snorlaxes.
Ignoring a robbery to catch a Snorlax?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Yeah, there were times where I was playing it and I ignored all the suffering and misery in the world to go catch a Snorlax too.
Yeah.
But I didn't get fired because they didn't find out.
So we're deleting this part.
Yeah, this is all deletable, Jesus. Anyway, we're glad they got fired. Do your job. Your job is not to catch Snorlaxes, whatever those are. All right. Let's move on to
what? Can I just say quick, don't you miss when Pokemon Go was really huge? Like, that was the last time everything was still good in the world. That was before Trump took office.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. That was like the last
Hillary said Pokemon Go to the polls. And then that was such
that
a bad joke
out.
It got Donald Trump elected.
I maintain that
and
Pokemon
there was no
Go
more Snorlaxes after that.
Was the last good thing that happened in the world. It's all been
can't
downhill.
Can't you still play it?
Yeah, you can, but it's not as popular. I don't know. Maybe I should get back into it.
You're over the fad.
Yeah. Just like any game, you get tired after a while. I'm going to load it up right now. Check in on my Pikachu.
Your Pikachu's going to be like, where have you been?
Pika, Pika, I hate you.
I've seen you in 4 years. Pokemon hates you, Jesus. Where have you been?
Speaking of cute creatures, we haven't even spoken about Elmo on this show, but that happened a couple weeks ago.
Oh, Elmo got mad at a rock.
Yeah, he had a very weak moment.
Yeah, that was funny.
All right, time for some U.S. news. Joe Biden to back filibuster rule change to push voting rights bill. Good.
Yay! Is that going to work?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No. Right. No.
No.
Right.
Thanks, Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin.
And she, didn't she give like a speech where she was like on the edge of tears?
The filibuster's so important. Yeah, she said she was defending the filibuster. She said, progressives say vote her the hell out.
I agree.
Yeah.
Do you think they're actually going to do that?
No. Her constituents probably really like her.
No.
Oh, they don't?
I'm saying the Democratic Party, do you think they're going to try?
Oh, I don't know.
Like primary her.
No.
I don't think they have the backbone to do that.
No, no.
So this week was Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah.
On Monday. This is crazy. There's a quote from him. Can you play the quote, Jesus?
Yeah. Wow.
This is 59 years ago.
I think the tragedy is that we have a Congress... with a Senate that has a minority of misguided senators who will use the filibuster to keep the majority of people from even voting. They won't let the majority of senators vote. And certainly they wouldn't want the majority of people to vote because they know they do not represent the majority of the American people.
How little has changed. That just says it all. Mm-hmm.
It's sad. It's really sad. That's 59 years later.
Yeah.
The same tragedy is going on 59 years later. And isn't the filibuster like a remnant of slavery? It's called the Jim Crow filibuster.
Yeah. Yeah. And to that end, MLK Jr.'s family called on Senator Kyrsten Sinema to ensure that the Jim Crow filibuster does not stand in the way of voting rights. But of course, she's going to ignore that little request.
Mm-hmm. And what's particularly galling about what happens now every year on Martin Luther King Day is these same people who are making it impossible for anything to happen, for protecting voting rights in the USA, right? That the Republicans are going out of their way to destroy so that they can steal the next election because they're furious that they lost, that Donald Trump lost.
Yeah.
And they know that he lost, and now they're willing to do whatever it takes to steal an election. And they're doing a lot. They tried to redraw the districts in Ohio, but it failed.
Good.
Even though the vote, they will stop at nothing. It's been this way for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And what's particularly infuriating is all of these Republicans just paying homage to Martin Luther King on Martin Luther King Day, when everything that they do in their life as a congressperson is against what he would want.
Right. Flies in the face of everything he would do. And
so the hypocrisy is thick. It's National Hypocrisy Day, really. Because it's just, where did they get off acting like they care? Mitch McConnell, for example.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. Oh, one that was going viral was Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, said something, you know, nearly 60 years ago, Martin Luther King articulated a vision of freedom, equality, and opportunity. His famous I Have a Dream speech, he inspired hope in our nation, and that beacon of hope and liberty still burns bright in Texas, MLK Day. Typical boilerplate tribute, probably written by an intern or whatever, one of his team. And this guy, Sawyer Hackett, pointed out that Governor Abbott, you signed a bill this year that eliminated requirements for schools to teach about Martin Luther King Jr.
Wow.
So this same guy who's acting, this very conservative Texas governor, is making it like you don't even have to teach about that he existed anymore. But
yeah.
So the hypocrisy cannot be more thick. That's the point. It's intended to infuriate you, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah, they don't stop for a second. Damn, Satan.
So our next story, Trump says white people are being discriminated against on COVID treatment. How could anyone possibly think this?
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Has there been a single case of a white person being treated for COVID and what? The hospitals, the doctors are like, oh, no, we can't prioritize.
So this
you.
Is how, yeah, this is how he celebrates MLK Day is
saying the white people are the ones suffering.
Say, right. They get in the back of the line for the vaccine, as we say, which is a total lie. Right. They have every opportunity to get vaccinated. They're just not doing it because
they're being misled, right?
made them not want to get it.
Yeah.
Idiot. Yeah, he remains a complete psychopath.
And a weak little person. He was on NPR for an interview and he cut the interview short when the interviewer started asking him about his election lies. So he can't handle the truth.
Yeah, so he just, he was like, I'm done.
Yep.
I'm done. I'm done, baby love. I'm out of here.
I'm back to watch my Fox News. See you later.
Classic dumbass Trump.
Yeah.
But yeah, people are thinking that this guy from Florida, DeSantis, like he might run because Trump and him are fighting now.
Yeah. I am living for that to some extent. Like, I don't want either of these people, of course, to run for president, but I like watching these two fight.
Not gonna lie, I like
they're having a little
fight.
Pissing match. Yeah, they both hate each other, it seems.
But I gotta keep it real with you, Jesus. Hmm. If this guy does not have a chance in hell.
Oh, you don't think so? Why not?
No, because this Trump thing is a cult.
Yeah,
it's a cult.
Yeah,
and he is their religious leader, and he was already the president. So all of those things, you just watch. He's already in control, still pulling the strings. He should be in prison, and we'll see happens.
I feel like DeSantis has some sway as well. I know he's not as big as Trump, but he's well-liked in the Republican Party.
Yeah, but just when you're up against a cult leader.
Yeah.
No. I just... That's what I think is going to happen.
Okay.
But if he lives that long.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's move on to possible titles for this episode.
Okay.
The news in the USA remains very depressing.
Always. Always, always.
Always. It's very scary. And the rest of the world, man, why is democracy going downhill, Jesus? Is it the internet's fault?
Yeah, the internet, television, people are evidently more gullible than we ever could have predicted.
Previously had thought. Yeah.
Pineapple on pizza is another reason why everything's gone downhill.
If that's why, I will change my position on pineapple on pizza.
Yes.
I'll go full shellfish on this. Banned. All right. Number one, thou shalt end the filibuster.
Okay. All right.
Number two, American Lie.
Dark.
Number three, National Hypocrites Day. Number four, this podcast is sacrilege.
I like it.
I kind of like that. Number five, but I won't do that. Wow.
I just added that one. I think it's kind of intriguing. It's obviously a reference to Meatloaf.
I like this podcast as sacrilege.
Okay. Yeah, I like that too. It's fun. Self-deprecating.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's people really know what this podcast is about.
Yeah. And maybe people will think like, this episode is particularly sacrilege. Why for?
Sacrilicious.
More like sacrilegious.
Mm. That's when you go to church and they give you graham crackers. Grape juice. And that's you, Jesus.
I know. Doesn't it suck that I'm...
And you're sacrilegious.
They give out pieces of me and it's so tasteless.
Body of Christ.
If you ever actually ate me, you would find me very juicy. Very tender.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good Lord. All right. So we'll see what the title is. It's time for Bless Smite and Second Coming.
I want to bless our pizza topping talk. Because I love talking about food, especially something I'm obsessed with, which is pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I want to smite anybody who likes pineapple on their pizza. I am strongly anti-pineapple on pizza. Pineapple and cheese and pizza sauce do not mix. And second coming, more stories of police officers being incredibly misguided and prioritizing something as pointless as Pokemon Go, as much as I like the game, over robberies.
More stories? So you want it to happen more just so we can talk about it?
I want them to be exposed. Because
is this another systemic problem happening?
Well, not particularly when it comes to Pokemon Go, but you know, there's a little too much worshipping of police going on with the whole Blue Lives Matter movement. And I think we got to remind people that that is perfect.
Less worshipping of cops, more worshipping of Jesus. Gotcha.
Yes, yes. My life matters. Okay. So why'd you kill me?
I would like to bless you for hanging out with me today, Jesus. I would like to bless our one-hit wonder battle. I'm sorry, American Pie. People find you annoying.
Me most of all.
You know, they're like, we get it. There was a plane crash.
Oi.
Oi. Oi vey. So I'll bless that discussion. And you know what? Maybe I'm wrong and the boys are back in town is better. I want to smite Jesus for being so hard on pineapples. I don't know why he
on
hates
pizza.
Pineapples.
On pizza. On
pizza. Sure, Jesus. Sure. I'm sure you love pineapples the rest of the time. No. And I would like to specifically smite these hypocrites who act like they care about Martin Luther King. And they are standing in the way of voting rights and all of this stuff.
So. Amen.
I want to second coming. Things we want more of. More fun reviews. More people reviewing the podcast. I'd love reading reviews.
Yeah. Feels good.
Okay. It's time for your new commandment. Thou shalt end the frickin' filibuster. You cannot have 333 million people's lives determined by something as ridiculous sounding as the filibuster. Oh, sorry, God. People can't have health care because of the gabblegorp. Democracy can't survive because of the shippledick. End this nonsense now. Occupy Congress, bribe a senator, do what needs to be done until this terrible thing is gone. Damn it, I'm so depressed and pissed off by the news, Jesus.
Oh, man. I thought you were about to hit it out of the park. The Lord has spoken. Come on, do it. Send it out there.
End this frickin' shibbledick gabblegork filibuster. The Lord has spoken.
Woo!
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 U.S.-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.